Dave Moore
on Today FM.
We're two incredible dancers in with me today, lads. Holy God, Laura Nolan's back. Hey, Laura.
Lovely to be back. Delighted to be talking to you again.
Great to see you again so soon. And with you've dragged in some filler off the street,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. No, I dragged him from the dance floor, actually.
Paddy Maloney, how are you?
I'm good, Dave. I tell you, I'm as good as I'm going to be at this stage. Yeah. And about two dancers, a dancer and a chancer, I think.
A dancer and a chancer. I like that. Come here, you've done so well at Dancing with the Stars.
Look, I've enjoyed myself immensely. And why wouldn't I? Dancing with Laura Nolan, the current champion.
Yes.
So I got lucky. Can't say the same for Laura. But look, I really enjoyed it. And I hope Laura did as well. So,
I've talked to her. I know she's enjoyed it.
I absolutely have. Yeah. Enjoyed every second of it.
But tell me this, right? Look, obviously, this time a year ago, maybe, you were a potty from Kilmallock in Limerick.
Exactly.
And maybe a few heads nodded to you as you walked past them down the street of Kilmallock.
Or not.
Depending on your relationship with them, yeah. Now you can't walk down the street, you can't walk through this office here in Today FM without everyone asking you for a selfie and whatever. What's the last year been like?
It has been brilliant. Mm. The positivity is unreal, to be honest.
Love it.
I haven't come across one negative person.
That's great.
And I've met so many. And so many have said to me, the difference, I didn't set out to do this.
Yep.
This was not never my goal.
No.
The difference I've made to their lives has been extraordinary.
Isn't that mad?
I've gotten posts in the letterbox with just dancing, Paddy Maloney dancing with the stars as the
answer. That's all the address.
Yeah, and Kilmallock, yeah. And people saying how proud they are and how much I've done for the seniors in the country.
Because that's the thing about it, I think, as well, is that like your first appearance on Traitors and all that, like that really made us all connect with you. You know what I mean? But then to see you do this and do this so well in Dance with the Stars, even though you can't say Gangnam Style, we established that.
It's Granddad Style.
Yeah, so just call it Granddad Style.
Granddad Style is perfect, exactly. But you mean an awful lot to people, and I think that's proven by the fact that you're still in the competition. You're in the final, sir.
There's no doubt about this. Only for the public out there voting for us, I was in the bottom almost every week. There might have been one week I wasn't, but
sure.
I can't remember for sure.
Yeah.
But every week I was in the bottom, and that is down to the public vote.
But that's what it's all
about.
Because
I would not survive only for it. And I am so grateful, to be perfectly honest.
Well, rightly so. I mean, listen, but they love you. We all love you. Tell me this. What's Kilmallock like when you're walking around the streets? Are you able to go home at all?
I can. In fairness to people in Kilmallock, are absolutely brilliant. The support in Kilmallock. They said it this week. We were down for the homecoming this week, and they we were in a restaurant, and they said to us, "It was just like the whole town has been like the build up to the All Ireland final."
Stop!
I swear to God, I couldn't believe it.
The buzz around the streets is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. You felt it yourself.
Yeah, I definitely felt it. We were there on Wednesday, and the amount of support, posters that people made, all the children were out. They had cutouts of our faces. They had t-shirts. It was unbelievable. Brilliant.
That's amazing. And Laura, like, you spoke to me about what Paddy's been physically going through. This is a very demanding, physically demanding thing and a mentally demanding thing, learning choreography. But dancing is tough. It's one of the toughest disciplines there is. But he's held up unbelievably well, right?
Yeah, he's done such an amazing job from the very beginning. You know, he actually opened himself up so much of it. No matter what they asked him to do, they asked him to take on so many different characters, so many types of dances.
Yeah.
He was just ready to give it his all. And even I knew sometimes he was in pain, but he wouldn't say it. He'd be like, no, keep going. I don't want you to go lie to me. Keep going right. And keep working hard. He worked so hard. The amount of hours he's after putting into this. But to be in the final, I think, is just, it's due to him and his hard work and everything that he stands for. It's brilliant.
Listen, I love a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've always loved a challenge. And this has been one of my bigger challenges.
I'd say so. Yeah, I'd say so.
Physically, it has, without a doubt. And strangely enough, the two hips are brilliant.
The new hips are doing the job.
Well, they're new. That's one of them 20 years old.
Okay, not that new then. Yeah.
Do you know what I said to him? I was like, so basically you have younger hips than me.
That's the truth. Bionic man over here.
Yeah, exactly. I can't go through an airport though.
Emma says, my 8-year-old daughter adores Paddy. Can't wait to vote for him on Sunday. Sandra says, best wishes to Paddy. But Laura, now go and win it. Nora says, good luck, Paddy and Laura. Voting for you every week. Hope you win. Us oldies can do anything we put our mind to, she said.
Fair play to you. That's the way to go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And come here, we're in the middle of this greatest 100 Irish songs ever, the countdown we're doing on Today FM. It's all going to come to a head later on this afternoon. Whelan's of Wexford Street, Ray Foley's show, is going to announce the song number one. If I had to ask you guys, Paddy and Laura, what would be your number one song? Paddy, what would you go for?
My number one is a given. It's Dreams by the Cranberries. To be honest,
it's always going
to
be my limerick, number one. Yeah.
I just love it.
It's a tough one because there's so many amazing Irish artists. But I actually am going to go with Cranberries as well. And in light of tomorrow's match, I'm going to say Zombie.
Zombie. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, I don't know what the rest of the. I mean, I can see ahead of me. I can see about to song number 19. And neither of the songs feature in there, so
it could be in the top 10.
Could be top 10.
I would say Sinead O'Connor has to be in there.
Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Hosier. Compares to You, Hosier, yeah. Taking Me to Church. It's going to be an unbelievable countdown, no matter what happens. Yeah.
Even all the newer artists like Fontaine CC and everything.
That's right. Starburster got in. Yeah. There's Kingfisher. There's so many.
You haven't mentioned U2 yet.
They've had four or five songs in already. They'll have more, I'm sure, by the time we count down.
The Dubliners. All of them.
Are in there. Yeah, we played a bit of them. Listen, the songs are unbelievable.
Declan Ernie, we're dancing to him on Sunday.
Do you know what? He didn't make the top 100, unbelievably, but we'll hear it on Sunday on Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly.
Tune in and vote. Vote for Polly, vote for Laura. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Best of luck.
Thanks for having us. Break all the hips and all the legs.
Keep voting for Polly and Laura.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Not at all. It'll be absolutely amazing. We cannot wait to see what you guys do.
Dave Moore on Today FM.